People strive for success as the world defines it. And they're drawn into a cycle, onto a treadmill that they can't get off of. And that often leads to burnout, to stress, health issues, broken relationships. Success, even at the cost of what it might be in terms of compromising ourselves and our own well-being, our own wholeness. So what is success? What are the signs of success in the world we live in today? If we think about it very generally and very globally in the world, what are some of those signs of success? A position? Not having to worry about food? Lots of money? A big house?
Prestige?
An important job? Friends? Peace within yourself, which takes us to the other part of success for sure. And there was one other. Doing well in school. Here are some of the ones that I thought of and that you've mentioned as well. Job, wealth, a car, social status, recognition, a house, education, and power. But as Maureen said, there's more to it than that. And we'll get to that in a moment. If you ask the average person, it's very often the material things of this world that are the indicators and the signs of our success. But there is another kind of success. And there is, I believe, a healthier kind of success that we're called and that we're challenged to embrace when we look at our own lives, when we consider everything that we do in our lives, the relationships we have, if we look at all of that through the lens of the gospel faith that God has blessed us with, that brings us to this place as Christian community together. And it is what we see in the example and the witness of Jesus Christ. In our gospel reading that Doug just read for us a moment ago, it's a familiar story. We've heard it before. We may even know it very well. Jesus is in the synagogue, and he picks up the scriptures, and he opens it, and he reads from the Hebrew scriptures that would have been very familiar to everyone who was there. And then when he finished, he rolled up the scroll. And in the silence of the moment that followed, Luke tells us that every eye in the place was intently on him. And that's what that image shows. Look where they're looking. They are looking at Jesus. What's he going to say next? They are intent and focused and centered on that one who is in the midst of them, who is bringing them a message of hope and a message of promise. I wonder, what if we were to fix our eyes intently on Jesus? What if we were transfixed on what he might say next to us? What if our eyes were focused on the healing of God's grace, God's love, and God's forgiveness? Even and especially in the most difficult times of our lives and in the challenging things that we deal with. I love that image. Because what do you see? You see the cross at the center of the person's eye. Focused on Christ, the sacrifice of Christ, the miracle of God's love and redemption and healing that God makes available to us through Christ. Well, the signs of gospel success. We hear Jesus talking about them in that gospel reading for today.
when he quoted the prophetic words of Isaiah. The signs of gospel success are to recognize God's Spirit on us, to believe that God has chosen us to preach good news to the poor, to announce pardon to the prisoners, recovery of sight to the blind, to set the burdened and the battered free, to announce this is God's time to act. If those messages are proclaimed with boldness, with conviction, and if they are believed at the very depths of our souls, that is a gospel-centered success that brings, as Maureen said, a sense of peace that goes into the very depths of who we are and how we live out our lives. But it doesn't stop there. It's not something that Jesus just said 2,000 years ago. How is God about to act in the moment of now? Through us, through the body of Christ today, embracing and living out our baptismal calling, our gospel calling, as we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Luke. St. Luke honors, celebrates, gives thanks for all those in any health-related ministries. Doctors, nurses, nurse practitioners, physiotherapists, those who work in nursing homes caring for the aged, chaplains, parish volunteers, the anointers that we have had as part of our ministry here at St. George on Yonge and that we will commission today in the three new anointers added to that team. And any others who work for healing and wholeness among people who are broken and sick and dying, those who work in palliative care. Healing and wholeness, as we understand it through the gospel, comes first and foremost out of our faith through the hope and promise of the gospel. As we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, as we are captivated, listening intently, wanting to hear more, and asking God not only to bless us with healing, but to bless us that we may be instruments of healing for others too. After Jesus closed the scroll, with the crowd's eyes fixed on him, he spoke the shortest sermon ever. Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. In other words, Jesus was saying those words of Isaiah that were spoke with boldness and with conviction about what would be, Jesus says, they have been fulfilled. Right here, right now, Jesus said, in your hearing, because that's why I'm here among you. That's why God sent me. To bring good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Without a doubt, that's what Jesus' ministry was all about. And in truth, it's what Jesus' ministry is still all about, even and especially today. And it is what Jesus' ministry will always be about. Jesus is saying to us, here in this sanctuary today, at the corner of Yonge and Churchill, Jesus is saying to us, today this scripture, this hope and this intention of God, it is fulfilled in our hearing too. Right here, right now, with whatever is troubling us, or stressing us, or discouraging us, whatever is leading to brokenness in our lives too. How does that happen? As we embrace the success of the gospel and of our faith, and not the success as the world defines it, as we keep our eyes fixed intently on Jesus, that's how it happens. This past week here at St. George on Yonge, we have been profoundly affected by two pastoral situations in the life of our parish. Two deaths Kamerlat, a longtime member of St. George on Young, and Bao Xing, a member of our Mandarin Fellowship, and a member here of St. George on Young, and a member of St. James Cathedral. At the end of the day, both of these cause grief. And even though one was expected and anticipated, and the other was not, it was sudden. It was unexpected. They both cause us brokenness. And they cause us to feel within ourselves the loss of what these individuals have meant to us. In the midst of that reality, we stand as a people of faith. We hold on to the conviction of what we believe. We trust in the hope and the promise of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, on the hope of the cross, and the glory of the empty tomb. And the truth is that brings us some healing into the midst of our painful grief, the sadness, the loss. It does bring us some wholeness to what has been broken, our hearts and even our spirits too. Remember, Jesus didn't come for the perfect. Jesus came for the broken. And what a gift that is to Kay's family, to Dan and Rebecca and Luke and the rest of their family, to Bao Xing's family in China preparing to make a journey here to Toronto, to our whole community here at St. George's who are deeply affected by both of these losses, and especially for the Mandarin Fellowship of our community who keenly feel the emotions of grief and try to make sense of it all. St. Luke. St. Luke is a day to remember that healing and wholeness are not only possible, they are assured. And especially as we fix our eyes on Jesus and receive and internalize that medicine of the gospel. There's a song that I learned a number of years ago, which is about healing and wholeness. It's called I Love You and You Are Mine. And it is a tremendously powerful song for me, and I hope it will be for you as well. Because it speaks to us indeed about God's healing grace in so many of the situations that we experience in our lives. It reminds us that God not only walks up to us, but walks alongside of us. And that in the midst of that, God is always, always, always saying, I love you and you are mine. So I invite us to watch this video with images and in the background this song. Listen to the words and offer this as a prayer to God for healing in your own life, in our life together, and for healing in our world.
Follow me, I will bring you home. I love you.